Hello and welcome to another Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge webcast. This is the fourth in a series of five screencasts detailing how to play Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge game. My name is Peter Lodotti, and I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft. Along with my teammates Brian Hitney and Jim O'Neill, we're bringing you this contest to help you learn about how to deploy applications in Windows Azure and have a little fun coding the Rock, Paper, Scissors game online. In the previous webcast, you learned from Brian and Jim how to sign up for a Windows Azure account, how to get the bot lab where you can run your bots and test them out against each other in the developer emulator, and also how to code a bot. In this webcast, we're going to focus mostly on how to deploy that bot lab to Windows Azure, which is something you need to do as part of the contest. So we'll start off by switching here to Visual Studio, where I have the BotLab solution open. If we explore Solution Explorer over here on the right, we see that we have two projects. First, we have an Azure service. Then below it, we have the actual BotLab website. This BotLab website is an ASP.NET MVC project. The Azure service project is actually a meta project that defines how we will package this website up to deploy it to the cloud. What we can do is right-click on the actual Azure service project to generate a deployment package. This will be the unit of deployment that we use to push the website to the cloud. So we will go ahead and select Package from the right-click menu here, and we see the Package Windows Azure Application dialog. It asks us to choose the service configuration, whether we want cloud or local. We'll go ahead and leave it as cloud, and we'll leave the build configuration as release, and click the package button. This will send Visual Studio off compiling the solution, and then it will open a Windows Explorer window with the package files. So if we look here, we have two files. We have an azureservice.cspkg. This is essentially a zip file containing the contents of our BotLab website. And then below it, we have the service configuration file, which contains the configuration of how this service will run in the cloud. Now I'm going to leave this window open, and now we're going to switch over to the Windows Azure portal. You can reach this portal by going to windows.azure.com and logging in with the account credentials you created in the first step of the Rock, Paper, Azure Challenge contest. Now once we get here, one of our first goals is to create a hosted service. A hosted service is a container where we can deploy our application to within Windows Azure. So I will click on Hosted Services on the menu here on the left, and then from the ribbon menu I will select New Hosted Service. What we'll do here in the Create a New Hosted Service dialog box is set up and define the hosted service to which we will deploy the application to, the BotLab, and at the same time, in the same process, we will also deploy the BotLab itself. We can come back at a later point in time and delete that deployment and redeploy it again in the future, depending on when we want to have our BotLab running in the cloud. Remember, there are usage charges that accrue when your application has been deployed. So the first thing we need to do is give a name for our service. And this can be any name you want. I'll choose BotLab to keep it simple. The next thing we need to do is choose a URL prefix for our service. All Windows Azure applications are located at some subdomain .cloudapp.net. In this case, we'll choose my BotLab and see if that works. This has to be unique on not only Windows Azure, but on the internet, because this is a unique URL. It looks like it accepted it. So the next thing we do is choose a region or an affinity group. A region refers to one of the data centers that Azure has around the world. As you can see here, there are two data centers in the United States, two in Europe, two in Asia. And then there are the options that be anywhere in the US, anywhere in Europe, or anywhere in Asia. And that essentially means if you choose one of those, that you don't care which data center you end up in within, let's say, the United States. For the purpose of our application, it doesn't matter where we host the BotLab, so I'll just choose North Central US. Affinity groups we won't use today because we're only deploying a single service. If we were deploying more than one service, we'd want to have all of those services co-located in the same geographical data center, in which case we would create an affinity group that all of them would point to the same data center. Now for deployment options, we're going to choose to deploy our application to the production environment. Windows Azure has two environments for deploying an application to for any given hosted service: staging and production. Production seems pretty self-explanatory. As soon as the application is deployed there, it is live on the public internet. When you deploy to a staging environment, it gets published, and it is available on the public internet, but it gets published to an obscure URL that's based on your host name or your service name. It takes about 10 to 20 minutes to do a deployment within Windows Azure. So often what will happen is V1 of the application, you'll publish it to production, but when it's time to publish a version 2 or an update, you will publish it to the staging environment to make sure it's all working during that 10 to 20 minute period it takes to upload it and get it online. And then once it is running okay in staging, you can swap it into production, and that is almost an instantaneous procedure. Next, we'll have to give our deployment a name. And this is typically a version label that refers to the instance of this application that we're going to deploy. So we'll call this BotLab V1, and we'll give it a current date, which happens to be today, March 26th, 2011. And we'll put that there. The next two options are to specify the package location and the configuration file. And these are the two files that Visual Studio produced for us. It's going to be our unit of deployment. So we'll click Browse Locally, and that will open the File Open dialog so we can browse our hard drive. And what I'll do here is I'll switch back to the window that Visual Studio opened with our package files, and I'll copy the path out of there, paste it over here, and that navigates us directly to our package file. That contains the entire contents of our application. We'll do the same thing again and repeat this to obtain the configuration file. Now, with both the configuration file and the deployment service package file in there, we'll go ahead and click the OK button. And at this point in time, Windows Azure is going to display a warning message for us. And we'll go ahead and click See More Details here. And it's basically telling us that because this application is only configured to use a single instance, or a single virtual machine, it is not going to be subject to the coverage of the Windows Azure service level agreement, which guarantees 99.95% uptime. You need to have at least a minimum of two instances of your application running so that in case one goes down, the other is still running so that your application is available. In our case for the BotLab, we're not expecting too much traffic, so we're not gonna care about this. So we'll go ahead, clear that error message, and say that we want to override it and submit it. And now we can see here in the portal that it's starting to create the hosted service and then preparing to upload our package. Now this process will take 10 to 20 minutes. So after you click the OK button, it's a good time for you to go and get a nice hot cup of coffee. What I will do is explain why this takes 10 to 20 minutes, and that's because it's not just uploading your file and turning things on. It is actually going out and allocating a brand new virtual machine running Windows Server under the covers, installing your application into the web server of that virtual machine, configuring all the IP addresses, the DNS settings to route that URL to your application, and there's really a lot of things going on behind the scenes here as to why this takes a while. So what we'll do is we'll pick up after this thing has been finished, and eventually underneath our deployment, we will see the instance that is running for our application. Okay, hopefully your cup of coffee tasted really good, and we're back here, and as you could see in the management portal, all of our services are now available. So if we look at the deployment of the BotLab version 1 here, we have a green light for ready, and underneath that we can see that we have a single web role. And in that web role, we have a single instance or virtual machine running that application. So what we can do here is over on the right, we can click on the DNS name, which is the URL to our web service or to our application, and that will open the BotLab up in our browser. And when this appears, it will be the same BotLab that you saw earlier in the screencast with Brian, where he ran it in the emulator. And there we go. So just like when you run it in the emulator, you need to set a password on the BotLab. Now this password is much more important now because your BotLab is running on the public internet in Windows Azure. And if you didn't lock it down with a password, someone could come along and obtain your bots from this lab, because we're going to upload our bots into the lab momentarily. So just like you did with Brian earlier, you're going to need to go ahead and add whatever bots you had. So I've got a single bot that's called My Bot. I'm going to go to my hard drive where I've put it, and there's the assembly, and I'm going to go ahead and add my bot to the bot lab. So just like I did in the emulator, or like Brian did in the emulator, we've got our bots listed over here in the bot lab, along with the three house bots. There's my bot in the middle. I'm going to go ahead and start a battle and let these bots battle it out. And what we can see is that my bot came in second place. Not exactly a winner, but not too bad. So that's how we launch the bot lab in Windows Azure and deploy it up there. In the next screencast, we'll look at how you can enter the contest by starting off over here on the right side of the screen. If you have any questions about deploying your bot lab to a hosted service in Windows Azure, please feel free to reach out to us at our website at www.rockpaperazure.com. Thank you.